The process to replace retired Republican State Senator Bill Brady is underway. One local party leader says whoever is selected will need to work hard to build up the Illinois GOP.
Obviously, everybody knows that the Republicans are in the super minority, so we're working hard to change that.
That's Tazewell County Republican Chairman Jim Rule. I'm Daniel Musisi, and this is WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio.
Support for WCBU's On Deck comes from listeners like you. Join the community of news consumers who listen to this podcast and are willing to support it financially. Contribute at WCBU.org.
Today is Monday, January 11th, and this is WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio. Many Tri-County area public safety personnel are among the first wave of people getting their COVID-19 vaccinations. Joe Deacon reports.
Phase 1 priority groups in the Restore Illinois Coronavirus Vaccine Distribution Plan include frontline healthcare workers with EMT licenses. Roland Tenley, the Peoria Fire Department Battalion Chief for EMS, says all of the department's 165 firefighters and paramedics qualify as 1A recipients, and many of them have already received their first dosage.
We had just short of 57% of our staff requested the COVID vaccine, and 77% of those have received it so far.
Tenley says the vaccination process is running smoothly, and many of the second dosages could be administered as soon as this week as more vaccines become available. The Tazewell County Health Department is working through 9 1A subgroups, including EMTs, entering its third week of vaccinations. Health Department spokesperson Sarah Sparkman says things are running fairly smoothly there as well.
It is a large endeavor for public health all over the country, but we feel like Tazewell County, we're working and making changes as we need to.
Sparkman says the state's phasing system is fluid and things change quickly, but the remaining first responders are expected to be in the next wave.
Firefighters without an EMT, law enforcement, other EMS workers who don't have an EMT license are in 1B.
Sparkman says they do not yet have a timetable for moving into the 1B phase. Last week, Governor Pritzker's office announced 1B vaccinations will begin when 1A is, quote, substantially complete. I'm Joe Deacon.
Here are some of the stories on deck in the WCBU newsroom. Ahead of the weekend, 13 more Tri-County residents died from COVID-19 as health officials reported 319 new cases in the region. Congressman Darren LaHood says President Donald Trump does bear responsibility for Wednesday's insurrection at the U.S. Capitol, but he's stopping short of calling for removing him from office. Find more on these stories and others at WCBU.org. The chairs of 5 different county Republican parties will meet later this month to appoint a replacement for former State Senator Bill Brady. The votes in that process will be weighted based on the amount of votes Bill Brady received in each county in the 2018 election. Jim Rule, a chairman of the Tazewell County Republicans, controls over a third of the appointment vote. WCBU correspondent Christine Hatfield spoke to Rule about how the process works and what he's looking for in a new state senator.
And that's a very good question. And I hesitate to answer it only because we want to take a good look at everybody. We want to not just take a look at what's on an application that's sent to us, but we want to talk to them. We want to look at other things as well and put all the pieces of the puzzle together. You know, what we know about the district, what we know about politics and how they have to work with each other, what we know about the constituent base here in the 44th and how they'll deal with them, you know, what they do in their job. Will it permit them to spend the appropriate time necessary? Those are all things that we have to look at.
What kind of new senator do you want to see? That is, what do they have to stand for to get your thumbs up?
I mean, obviously, we're going to look for somebody that's principled. We're going to look for somebody that is a team player. Obviously, everybody knows that the Republicans are in the super minority. So we're working hard to change that. We're going to want somebody that's willing to put in the hard work to do that. We also want somebody that's knowledgeable about the various issues that exist, not only in Illinois, but here in the 44th.
And how do you anticipate this appointment process playing out? And by extension, what's already happened in the process?
Yeah, there are five counties that make up this particular committee. It's actually called the Legislative Vacancy Replacement Committee. I will probably end up being the chair of that because I've got the majority of the votes, the weighted vote. The other four counties will all get together, the five of us. We had a Zoom meeting the other night. We invited Senate Minority Leader Dan McConkie to that Zoom meeting to talk with him a little bit about the political landscape and what the needs of the Republican caucus are. We've decided that we're going to take applications. We're going to schedule interviews. And then we'll make our decision.
Now, Senator Brady tended to focus on the business planks of the Republican Party more so instead of the social policy aspects of the platform. Do you want to see a social conservative or a business conservative?
I think it's important to have a mix of both. We've got such a wide variety of people that we have to represent within the 44th that it's important that we, you know, that we understand business, but that we understand people's lives as well. And we have to make sure that whoever we put into this position has the capability of understanding. And, you know, what's going on today with the pandemic is a classic example of what you're talking about in your question. Somebody's got to be sensitive to what people are going through in their personal lives, and they have to understand how it's affecting the business end of these things.
Now, Senator Brady had a great deal of seniority and a leadership position. How will the loss of that standing affect the ability of the new senator, whoever it ends up being, to serve constituents in the 44th?
You know, Brady hasn't left entirely. I mean, he's still around. I believe that he'll probably be available for questions. But yeah, I mean, this person is going to be new. This person will have to hit the ground running, but there are a lot of great people down in Springfield that will be able to assist and to help and to teach. And yeah, some of it's learn as you go. Brady did a lot of great things during his tenure as the senator for the 44th. You know, we lost a good senator. It leaves us 17 senators now in the Republican caucus in the Senate. So with this, we'll find a good candidate.
That's Tazewell County Republican Chairman Jim Rule, who spoke with reporter Christine Hatfield. The committee has set a January 15 deadline for applications for the state Senate seat. Thanks for choosing WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio. I'm Daniel Musisi. Support for WCBU's On Deck comes from listeners like you. Join the community of news consumers who listen to this podcast and are willing to support it financially. Contribute at WCBU.org.